In 1948, 20 people died when thick smog settled over the small town of Denora, just south of Pittsburgh. Are we ready if it happens again? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Okay, here's the scenario. On the morning of Monday, August 25th, 2025, a temperature inversion sets in on the Pittsburgh region. Warm summer air nearest the ground is trapped by a hotter layer of air that has settled in the atmosphere above. This is the situation that first responders and health professionals mulled over at an air quality disaster modeling workshop this spring in Pittsburgh. During the make-believe event, that trapped air mixes with pollution from cars and industrial emissions, so that ozone and particulate matter levels increase, making it harder for people to breathe and triggering an emergency.
We see a lot of challenges that are on the horizon with regards to everything from energy production to industrialization to travel patterns. So what we wanted to look at was, how do you look at air quality as an acute event?
Grant Irvin is Pittsburgh's chief resilience officer. This modeling exercise came out of his office's assessment of the city's resilience to threats, how it handles shocks to its systems, like the ones that could come with climate change. In this disaster scenario, temperatures are between 95 and 105 degrees for 4 days. The electric grid fizzles. And to top it all off, there's a big thunderstorm.
One of the things we're learning from a lot of our public safety officials is the challenges that they have are dealing with what they call multi-attributional events, or when things are happening all at the same time.
Emergency response would begin to see an uptick in calls from residents with asthma and cardiopulmonary issues. That's where the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health comes into the role-playing. They've been using technology that simulates the population of a place to see how influenza or measles epidemics would impact the population. But Mark Roberts, chair of Pitt's Department of Health Policy and Management, says they've expanded it beyond infectious diseases to model other scenarios, like a severe heat wave and air pollution event.
We can get population level estimates of how many calls to emergency rooms there would be and things like that, based on the age and gender and diseases that people in various different communities have.
That's down to the hour of the day. Then for the purposes of this exercise, a computer program from a company called Intermedics works with the health data to figure out how many emergency responders would be available at those times. Basically, the software allows cities to prepare for the worst by throwing virtual scenarios at it, looking for weaknesses in the system and fixing them, all, of course, to save lives. For Daryl Jones, Pittsburgh's fire chief, the most important takeaway from the exercise isn't the technology. It's building relationships.
The day of the incident is not the time for us to be passing out business cards and introducing ourselves to each other.
The Air Pollution Disaster Workshop was part of the Rockefeller Foundation's 100 Cities Initiative. Pittsburgh was selected for the program in 2014. The other 99 participating cities around the world will benefit from this air pollution what-if event through information sharing among the cities. Otis Rowley, 100 Cities Regional Director for North America, says Pittsburgh is outshining some of the larger cities he works with when it comes to the connections being made by academics, government, and business leaders.
How they collectively are building their muscles is a competitive advantage.
Later this week on our program, we'll have a longer conversation with Otis Rowley about how cities are adapting to climate change. It's part of our series, Hazardous to Your Health. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.